welcome to this edition of Phillies Talk. It's the Phillies Talk podcast, and this is a special edition. I'll be solo on this show, talking to you from spring training, or the spring training that was in South Florida, here in the lovely town of Tampa. This morning, I drove down to the Yankee Stadium complex here, the George M. Steinbrenner Field, for a second time during my trip. And the first time around was a couple days ago, and as the story has been evolving, as you've been well aware, different changes has been going on as far as the Yankees voted as a group to stay in the complex. Now there can be very small workouts privately, but the MLB, as of yesterday, has announced that they think that all of the workouts now should be banned. So I'm being told that there are a couple players here at the complex at Yankees Field here, and one of the reasons why I'm doing this show from Yankees complex here in Tampa is the stark contrast in what's going on with this organization as opposed to the Phillies. I mean, there is some life around this complex. Visitors do stop here. There was just a family of five that stopped in, and a couple others that have made the trip down here on St. Patrick's Day to visit the Yankee complex. And it's a marvelous place, first off. Very, very clean, pristine. The grounds are nice. They have plaques all over the place, plenty to do and entertain yourself. They have some practice fields. If spring training was on right now, it would be great. You could see some of the players train. They have some bleachers set up, and they have some bathrooms and a concession area right on the site as well. And, you know, the few times that I've been down here now, they've had these facilities open for the public. They've been sparkling clean. Today is no different. Just want to applaud the way the Yankees seem to have handled this terrible situation that we're going through right now with the pandemic. And what a terrible situation it is. But hope everybody is well out there on St. Patrick's Day. And we keep thinking that baseball will return. Check out the blog over at fightinphillies.com, the podcast home of Phillies Talk Podcast. Started this podcast about 13 years ago. It started out as a Philly all sports talk show with a good friend of mine, Jim Mulry, who passed away a couple years ago. Some of you may have listened to the early shows, I'm not sure, but anyhow, I'm glad you're listening to it now. So hit your subscribe button if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening from. Please hit subscribe or go over to the anchor.fm/Phillies site. You can check out all the podcasts that are going on and throughout the season and the off season. So we'd love to have you hit the subscribe button. I'm getting more and more listeners every day. Of course, some people have chosen to sequester themselves and, you know, seek refuge from the virus and probably searching out things to do. So check out the fightinphillies.com site and the Phillies Talk podcast. And my broadcast partner, Mr. Matt Veazey, generally with me on the shows as well. He revamped his website and his Phillies writings, ringthebell.com. Very nice Ring the Bell Phillies blog. Very great. You can link to that from fightinphillies.com and follow Matt on the web as well on Twitter. So again, this was a special podcast here on St. Patrick's Day. I'm wearing my Phillies green today. bought this specifically for a game that I was supposed to attend in Clearwater this afternoon against the Pirates. And in honor of that, I drove down yesterday to Pirate City down in Bradenton, Florida. Wanted to scout out the events down there and what was going on. And I talked to someone in the ticket office down there. They had somebody manning the area down there. Their team store was closed, but they had somebody to talk to. If you had tickets to cash in, they were there for a cash refund for you. In stark contrast to what the Phillies have offered. The Phillies just sort of rolled down the window shade and blew out of town here. You don't see anything happening at the Phillies complex. There hasn't been any outreach to the fans, so to speak. Even the Phillies Twitter feed has gone silent for several days. I don't think it's that severe. Phillies organization, if you happen to be listening to this show, it is a very serious situation, but it's not something that you certainly want to just abandon, like it seems like the Phillies have done with contact with the fans, refunds for the fans, that sort of thing. Not making themselves available, so to speak, for anything. You might have think, they went out of business or something. So, Phillies, hope everything is well, Phillies organization, with you. But in contrast with other organizations that I've seen here in Florida in the Grapefruit League, and this is just a couple other teams I've been to, big contrast in what kind of outreach there is to the fans and the community. Well, as I said, I went down to Pirate City. There's a whole separate training complex down in Bradenton for the Pirates. There's about 5 or 6 fields that they use down there. And it's a wonderful facility. It almost looks like a country club when you're driving up to it. And I guess that's the theme of the place. That's where the Pirates train. And their stadium is probably about a 5 to 7 minute drive away, down in sort of a contrasting neighborhood. That's called Lecom Park for the Pirates. That's where they play their games, but the majority of the training goes on at a place called Pirate City. So, again, Lecom Stadium was looking pretty good. If you can't compare it in any regards to the stadium that I'm looking at as I'm doing the podcast here, the Yankee Steinbrenner Field, not at all. This is a huge facility, and it certainly reflects the Yankees' stature in MLB baseball. It's a marvelous place, but Lecom, it would have been nice to see a game down there, but of course, with the cancellation, that is impossible. Again, the folks down there for the Pirates organization, very nice. Had a conversation with them yesterday. She offered immediately to refund any tickets that I had, and was very personable. So, made a trip up to Toronto's complex as well in Dunedin, Florida. Again, it's sort of a nice facility, not quite on par of the Yankees or the Pirates or even the Phillies training facility. A little Spartan, even though they totally revamped the facilities there in Dunedin. Looked pretty nice from the fans' perspective, but the infrastructure itself wasn't what some of these stadiums are today. So glad that the Toronto Blue Jays actually did a nice multi-million dollar facelift to that club and that stadium down in Dunedin. And maybe next year I'll be checking that out for spring training going to a couple games there, maybe seeing the Phillies play in the 2021 Grapefruit League season. All right, well, I don't want to keep you from your events of St. Patrick's Day. This has been a special St. Patty's Day podcast for Phillies Talk. I want to wish everyone out there a happy and healthy St. Patrick's Day. Not sure if you can go out and raise a green beer from wherever you live and wherever you're listening to this podcast. I've seen some pictures from across the country that look a little stark, people staying indoors, that sort of thing. But try to make it the best. Follow the Phillies, Fightin' Phillies Twitter feed over at Fightin' Phillies. That's me. Posted a little green today from Clearwater, some light green ocean from the Gulf of Mexico. And then a picture in my Shamrock Green Phillies shirt. So hope you enjoyed this show, and hit subscribe. You think you'll like it. Have a great day, everyone, and take care.